WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. You know that feeling when you're navigating a relationship, and it feels like you're walking on eggshells. Like you're trying to guess what the other person wants before they even say it? Or maybe you found yourself in arguments where you just feel misunderstood, even though you know deep down you both want the same thing. Well, let me tell you, those are classic signs that emotional intelligence might be playing a role, and not always in a good way. But don't worry, today we're diving headfirst into building healthy relationships through emotional intelligence. We'll learn some practical tips, bust some common relationship myths, and leave you feeling empowered to build connections that truly thrive. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack some seriously powerful stuff. One of the biggest takeaways I want you to grab onto today is this. Emotional intelligence isn't just for introverts or therapists, it's a superpower we can all cultivate. It's about understanding our own emotions, recognizing those of others, and using that awareness to build stronger connections. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without knowing the gears, right? Emotional intelligence is like your relationship GPS. It helps you navigate the ups and downs with more clarity, empathy, and effectiveness. Now, we all make mistakes in relationships, but emotional intelligence gives us the tools to learn from those missteps and grow stronger together. Another key takeaway is this. Effective communication isn't just about talking, it's about truly listening. When you actively listen to your partner, you're not just waiting for your turn to speak, you're showing them that their thoughts and feelings matter. It's about creating a safe space where both of you feel heard and understood. You know that feeling when someone really listens to you without judgment? It makes you feel seen, valued, and connected, right? That's the magic of active listening. Remember, it's not just about what's being said but also about the unspoken cues, body language, tone of voice, even silences. Paying attention to those subtle signals can give you invaluable insights into your partner's emotional state. Speaking of nonverbal communication, let me tell you, body language speaks volumes. Ever notice how a simple smile or a warm touch can instantly melt away tension? Or how crossed arms and a furrowed brow can signal discomfort or disagreement? Being aware of your own body language and that of your partner can help you build trust and understanding. Think of it like this. Body language is your unspoken conversation. It's a powerful way to express your emotions, connect on a deeper level, and even resolve conflicts more effectively. Now, let me share a real-world example with you. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your partner, and they seem unusually quiet. Maybe they've had a stressful day at work or are feeling overwhelmed with something else going on. Instead of assuming the worst or launching into a lecture about communication, try actively listening. Pay attention to their body language. Are they avoiding eye contact? Fidgeting with their fork? Let them know you're there for them and offer your support. Remember, emotional intelligence isn't just about fixing problems. It's about creating a space where both partners feel heard, understood, and valued. So, what did we learn today? Emotional intelligence is like the secret sauce to building healthy relationships. It's all about understanding ourselves, empathizing with others, communicating effectively, and navigating those tricky conversations with grace and compassion. Take these insights to heart, practice them in your daily interactions, and watch your relationships blossom. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're here together, figuring it out one overthink at a time. Head over to our website or social media channels to share your thoughts, connect with other listeners, and join the conversation. Until next time, keep those minds quiet and those hearts open.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.